This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
Your critics say you are finished. Tell them I'm just beginning. When they say you are redundant, let them hear I'm in high demand. When you are kept at the backstage, say I'm getting my side back to play on stage. When they say you are down to nothing, tell them God is up to something. When it's all over, they say, tell them boldly, my God is all in all over all things. When you are shown the exit somehow, say, I've just passed existence into living. When they bury you in the soil, tell them, I'm a potent seed germinating soon. When they chop you off, tell them, I have roots penetrating rich minerals to sprout. When they are causing you to decrease, let them know Christ must increase in me. When perplexed by odds, tell them, I am not in despair, cast down but not destroyed. They may be right in all these, but don't confess their confession. You are the sole architect of your life. Never describe your current situations into permanence, but describe what you want to be, and that's what you are with your words. Written by Emmanuel Kwe.
Hello, dear listener. It is our daily devotional series, I Am Sandra Ahia. And with me here is our own Pastor William Opondankwa. Please, a welcome.
Thank you.
As we all know, for the quarter, that is this first quarter, we are taking a good look at rebellion and redemption. And our lesson topic will be based on this memory verses, Luke chapter 24, verse 32. And they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? Luke chapter 24, verse 32. And they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? Dear friend, from the earliest days of his ministry, Jesus didn't work alone. He chose humans to take part in preaching, teaching, and ministering. And though the four Gospels focus primarily on his life, death, and resurrection, they often do so in the context of his disciples, those closest to him. Thus, as the great controversy raged around him, we can see it rage around the disciples as well. Dear friends, stay glued to your seats as we come your way with this wonderful message captioned, Comrades in Arms.
Amen.
Comrades in Arms, please take us through the lesson.
We thank God. We'll be looking at comrades in arms. First of all, if we talk about a comrade, one may ask, who is a comrade? A comrade is a friend, especially one who have been involved in difficulty or something which is dangerous, especially what we call maybe a military activity. So in essence, if we talk about a comrade, we are talking about a fellow soldier that can be a comrade. So we are looking at comrades in arms. One will ask, we are talking about redemption and rebellion. Why then talk of comrades in arms? I think as we go through the lesson, we will really understand who these comrades are. We are still with Jesus and the great controversy. We are looking at Jesus, but more especially, we will deal with his disciples, those who were close to Jesus Christ. And these are the men we are coming to talk about. And talking of Jesus' ministry, you could see the Gospels were all about Jesus and his preaching, his teaching, his ministry, and finally his death on the cross. That's what the gospel centered on. But Jesus moved with men. He was not alone in this work that he was doing. He chose men. And these men we call the disciples. These were his disciples. So first of all, when Jesus was on earth, Satan tempted him. He went through a lot with him. But still, Jesus was someone who did not just give in. So the Bible tells us Jesus never sinned. But here is a case that he was moving with men who had many flaws in them. These men, talking about Peter, Matthew, these were all sinners, and John. So Satan tried Jesus. He was unable to get him. And then he tried his disciples. And these disciples of Jesus, since they were men, their character and stuff gave in room for Satan to exploit them. So whilst Jesus was with them, we could see a whole lot of enviness among them, competition among them. They were all thinking about self. So Satan was using them. So we could see pride, doubt, stubbornness, self-importance, pettiness. And these flaws, we could see it among the disciples of Jesus Christ. Most especially, half of their problem was they did not actually understand the work of their master. They did not get him. So they were with Jesus Christ, but Satan managed to get in them. But later on, after Jesus left, he strengthened them. And we saw that these were the men who suffered and died for Jesus Christ. So we'll be looking at their flaws and even some habits they portrayed that Jesus saw that he could still use them. Someone may ask, Jesus Christ came and he used these sinners. Why couldn't he choose people who we may say were already in tune with God?
but he went in for the common people. That's the question we may ask. We'll be looking at these comrades, talking about the disciples of Jesus Christ, their flaws, and amidst these mistakes they were doing, we will look at how Jesus was able to mold them into becoming the person he wanted them to be.
Thank you so much for taking us through this lesson, dear friend. Comrades in arms is what we're looking at. And as our pastor has earlier on spoken to us about it, I believe that Jesus Christ indeed does not choose those who are really learned, but then he chose from every part of the world. And with this, I believe that we may not think that maybe we are not fit to do this kind of job, but then Jesus Christ, regardless of whom they were, he chose them one by one to do his work. My question is, what can boost our morale to tell us that indeed we can do this if we are called to do? Because sometimes we could see that we are in some part or some critical situations whereby we'll be like, hey, and me, can I do this? Hey, I'm not fit to do that. What are some of the things that we ought to know so that we can also do the same?
Yeah, looking at this, comrades, talking of the disciples, these men had their flaws, but still Jesus was able to use them. The fact is, if we allow ourselves or surrender to Jesus Christ, he will mold. It's not our strength. We cannot reach that standard ourselves. Ours is to surrender self to Jesus Christ. And that's what the disciples did. Tomorrow we'll be looking at that of Simon, with Jesus calling Simon with his flaws. But we saw Simon Peter having a character. When Jesus called him, he left all. These men were ready to surrender self to Jesus Christ. And that's why he was able to use them. So now we may be having our flaws. Let's note what we ought to do, or one great lesson we can learn from these disciples, is we giving self fully to Jesus Christ. And Jesus will mold us.
Indeed, when we give ourselves fully to Jesus Christ, he will mold us. Dear friend, I believe the lesson is really interesting, that we could see ourselves, low-life people like us. Sometimes we begin to wonder, but then Jesus Christ has the assurance for us that no matter what the situation might be, he can still use us to do his work, and he is still doing it, starting right from his disciples that he chose. They were ordinary people, but then he had the chance to take them and then allow them to be part of his people. I thank God so much for taking us through this wonderful message, and I believe you are really blessed as well.
Amen.
Hello, dear listener. It is comrades in arms is what we are looking at today. And I believe you are really blessed for this great lesson, that sometimes the way we see ourselves, that we are not fit to do certain things. But today the word has really made it known to us that no matter what the situation might be, we can also do what we are told to do. Without hesitation, we can do it as well. Let's put Christ in us in everything that we do first, and that he is indeed going to lift us high. I believe our pastor has one or two things to tell us.
So these disciples of Jesus had their flaws, but Jesus was able to mold them and use them. He can use you also. It's never too late. Maybe you are struggling with a particular sin. Allow Jesus in. He tells us he's knocking at our doors. Allow him in, and Jesus will change and mold you. He's a good God. He's ever ready to help you.
God has indeed been good to us. I believe we will take part in this lesson. Let it have it in our hearts that no matter what or the type of people we are, we can still stand to do the will of God. And may the good Lord continue to shower his blessings upon us all. May he bless us now and forevermore. Amen. For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of Hope.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da. I wasn't looking. Colors were gray. It's hard to notice when you're out in the rain. All of a sudden, the colors are starting to change. You brought the light. Now the darkness is gone. The search is over. Now I know you are the one. Somebody tell me, where does an angel come from? 'Cause you're more than just the one. Yeah, you're more than what I wanted. Everything I never had. Gotta get it right to your heart. You can show me where it's at. You are the miracle I needed so bad. And you're more than what I wanted. Everything I never had. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da. Say what it is, thought you should know that you are the reason I live. I would do anything to make you believe somehow. So I'm telling you now that you're more than what I wanted. Everything I never had. Gotta get right to your heart. You can show me where it's at. You are.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for me.
You are humbly welcome to Valley View Radio for the moment of truth. I'm your humble servant, Ernest Dazi. Today, we are going to consider a theme known as Take Time to Pray. Take time to pray. We have times that we use to communicate, chat with friends, but we've not get time for ourselves to just sit down and communicate with our Father. Let us have a word of prayer. Father Divine, as you're about to speak to us about prayer, come teach us the way we should pray. In your name we've prayed. Amen. Our memory verse for today's caption, Take Time to Pray, is taken from the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 17. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17. And I read, Pray without ceasing. When we talk of praying without ceasing, what do we mean? We mostly pray, but not persistently praying. All we need to do is to focus on God and pray continually. Visit Him in prayer the moment where
we need him. Not at a time that you are waiting, you don't pray when things get difficult before you go to God. No, you don't talk to God in such a moment. The greatest flight and passengers train are never too busy to stop for fuel. No matter the traffic, no matter how crowded the schedules are, no matter how many things the attention of the train man, these trains always stop for fuel. No matter the circumstance, the bus you are in now, drivers take time to drive and stop for fuel just because without a fuel, their bus or their train will never get to its destination. It is the same thing as Christians in our life. Prayer is our fuel. Without prayer, we can do nothing. Without prayer, our effort is less. The speed time or the time we spend for fuel is much to do. Let us spend time with God and renew our spiritual growth with Him. Oh, the man operating this cars know that he cannot run the bus without a fuel. Fuel is the source of power for you and I. So, if we do not pray, I bet you our spiritual growth and our walk with Christ is not going to be smooth for us. The devil is ever ready to torment you and I. That is why Christ is telling you and I to pray always, be on the moment, on an action of prayer. We should pray without putting a stop to prayer. When you stop praying, meaning you are stop communicating or you are stop talking to God, it is because through prayer we talk to our Father. That is why God is calling you and I to always come to Him and pray. He is telling us we should never stop praying. My dear listener, if prayer was needed yesterday, a month ago, or a year more than today, I would say it is not true, because we need prayer today more than the previous days and the previous years we've spent. The people who are doing the most for God in soul winning, in awakening churches, in solving problems, are the people who take time to pray. So if you want to be a soul winner to God, if you want to solve church issues, and if you want to establish churches in Christ's name, you can't do away with prayer. These people are all doing these things in the aid of prayer. That is, something less might be important and pressing, but still, less important and pressing than prayer. Nothing can press you than prayer. Nothing is important than prayer. Always, we have to put prayers first in everything that we do. Prayer is the most important factor in our Christian life. That is why our Creator, knowing the essence, knowing the reason why we need to talk to Him, He has asked us never to stop praying. As Christians, someone will tell you that, oh, we pray, we don't have answers to our prayer request. But let me tell you that persistent prayer, God listen. When you pray 1-2 and you put a stop to it, it's like asking a request from your father. Though you've placed a request, your father knows that, yes, this day my daughter, my son will need this. But when the day is up or before the day will approach, make sure you record, dad, mom, today I'll be needing this. It is the same thing in a Christian journey. We ought to go. Every day we have to meet our Father in prayer and put our petition before Him. Even though they are not answered at the very instant, let us continue on pushing forward. Let us press on in prayer. Let us not stop praying. For as the bus or the train driver, find time and stop for fuel. In all our busy schedules, my dear listener, let us also have a time with God, and God will listen to us. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Father Lord, we thank you for speaking to our hearts on prayer. This moment, it's been long that we've been talking to you. Forgive us our sin and reunite us as we meet you in prayer. We thank you for speaking to our hearts today. In Jesus' name, Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
Thank you.